You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. And my name is Varin. If you're unfamiliar with my program, this is the weekly show where, for the next hour, I'll be playing you guys a bit of variety and some music that I found from the CJSF archive, as well as music that I found on my own sort of musical path. But on the outset of our program today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. What's going on with you guys? Today's July 11th, so it's Free Slurpee Day. I'm at home right now, recording this one from my new little home office that we've kind of rearranged. I've recently moved my girlfriend into my apartment, and so now we've freed up my old tiny bedroom that I was sleeping in for a while, for the last 3 years, into a bit of an office space. More so just a place for me to keep my computer, and keep my gaming stuff out of the living room, because for a very long time all my stuff was right in there, and it was kind of the centerpiece of our living room. But so now I've got my little space here, and I thought it'd be a good day to record something from home instead of going to the studio. So let's get into our first tracks of the week. I've got a song by Mido SH. This is some VanCon. The song is actually called Vancouver. Here it is on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you. That last track there was Blue Sky featuring Nana B by Harrison here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Kind of a cool little album. It's like a collection. This album, Birds, Bees, The Clouds, and the Trees. It's a Canadian artist, actually. It's just like a little album that's like 18 tracks long, a collection of these like groovy kind of lo-fi beats. I feel like a good way to kind of start my show for this afternoon. I'm recording this in the morning. I felt very tempted to say morning there, but nonetheless, feels kind of good to be like in my own little studio space here. Like it's always been my room here. That's where I'm recording from today. For those who missed my little intro this morning, I'm trying something out new, trying to record in, pre-record a show, maybe add some flourishes or something or other. But yeah, no, it's kind of great to be in this like kind of space. Like I got my little coffee in here now. Like you can't bring food into the studio at CGSF for obvious reasons, but I'm in my little pajamas and all cozy and stuff, you know. It's kind of a, looking back, I mean, I've only been kind of moved into this new space. I've lived here for 4 years, and for good reason too. I mean, to some extent, you know, I've got a good spot, like, in East Van, like, on the drive, which, you know, I would argue is kind of, like, pretty prime, you know, cultural capital in the city, I would say. Like, I feel like I'm in a pretty, like, you know, culturally diverse part of Vancouver, you know? I definitely quite like it here. And I think it's definitely, like, a popular place to live, and so, you know, We kind of joke that we're, like, ostensibly rent-controlled because of, you know, how long we've been living here on Commercial Drive. It's coming up on, like, the fourth year that we're renting this like, apartment suite here. Because originally me and my roommate moved out during the pandemic, sort of trying to capitalize on potentially, like, a kind of, like, cheaper market for rentals, I'm assuming. Cause like a lot of people were kind of like, you know, locked into wherever they were living at the time, you know, and whatnot. So, yeah, very fortunate to be here. And it feels kind of like funny to talk about that because it's like, to some extent, like me being here, obviously, like, you know, with accordance to BC rental laws, like they can't like raise my rent more than like 1.5% a year. So it's funny to think about this, like, rental unit kind of being my like asset, even though like I really have no ownership, but like just by having my name on the lease, you know, I'm entitled to like, you know, like a below market rent. So very pleased and very fortunate to be here. The moving process was kind of funny. I had to get rid of a lot of things to like sort of get our space settled here, but man, it was such a comedy of errors I don't know about comedy of errors, but it was definitely a little funny, like, doing all the moving for this stuff, because, you know, I had my bed in here, I was sleeping on, like, a really, really old mattress, like, it was my parents' mattress, like, when they were in university, so, like, almost probably, like, a 30-year-old queen-sized mattress. It was, like, really sagging. It was, like, definitely, like, paying for it, in terms of the support on my back. Like, I feel like it was a pretty crummy mattress, and so I was trying to get that moved out, and so called up my friend, you know, he has the Dodge Caravan, so I was like, oh yeah, this was like 2 weeks ago. This is the night of like UFC 303. I was like, oh yeah, come on over, we'll bring my mattress to the dump. Oh no, actually, okay, the story kind of gets like, there's a little bit of drama for you guys, a little bit, but my best friend Eli was going to take the mattress, and then he realized that, it was kind of like too big for his space or whatever. And so he ends up taking my, last second, he ends up taking my roommate's mattress, which kind of like leaves me in a bit of predicament to try to get rid of this. But anyways, that got sorted out. We were like trying to get this mattress out of my house. We loaded up into the car, we're ready to go in the Dodge Caravan. We pull out, and then the engine starts smoking, emitting this like white smoke, and we lose power steering in the car. And so we're like, oh great, so the car breaks down. And so I'm like, okay, oh great, I'll have to go tomorrow and maybe ask my dad to insure the car, because we don't really keep the car insured at my parents' house and stuff. And so, I just kind of have like an N, so it's not like I'm driving a ton, but insuring my dad's car, and then we're moving it out, and right in front of the door I have I've been growing this little strawberry plant, like the only successful little plant that I've been growing. I have these like three nice red berries, like ready to go. Like I'm kind of like, kind of like, oh, one more day, let these ripen one more. And we're moving the mattress out. My dad backs right into the strawberry and like squishes on my strawberries. I'm like, oh no. And he's like, oh, it's because you were like pushing too hard on the mattress or whatever. And so we go there, load it up into the car. My dad's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry for stepping on your strawberry. I'm a little bit bummed. It's early in the morning. I'm a little bit cranky. And my dad's like, oh yeah, well, we can move this mattress, but we also need to we're going out to Sawasin to dump this mattress, and so we're gonna go to the transfer station because we're there, and we're gonna pick up 20 bags of compost for your grandaunt. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. On top of moving today and helping my girlfriend move, I gotta go to the dump and shovel. So my dad's got us got shovels, and we spent the whole morning filling almost. It was kind of okay. I guess it was kind of fun towards the end because we were like, okay, we got like 20 bag, 20 rice bags of compost, and so how many is this gonna weigh? And so realizing that it's like, if you go to like the dump, it's actually, maybe this is like a pro tip for some of you guys who are have access to a vehicle and don't want to just buy whatever expensive soil at Home Depot. We went to the transfer station and man spent maybe an hour and a half shoveling compost into our car. So it was 20 bags of 25 kilos per, plus two little big garbage bags we filled. It was a lot of work, and it was super hot. So it was about half a ton of compost. And so they weigh your car when you come in, you fill it up, they weigh your car when you come out. So it was about half a ton. And for 500 kg of compost, nice compost, it was only $5, which is awesome. Obviously we had to drive them to Sawasin, so carry that all out to my grand aunt's house. She was very appreciative, but by the time it got time to move out my stuff and move in my girlfriend's stuff, I was so tired. So it's kind of a hectic morning coming here. But looking back on it was all worth it. I'm glad. I'm feeling a little more cozy in the space, living our new bedroom and stuff. So, it's a little tidbit about my little move and how this little home office, home studio came to be, which I am recording in right now. Anyways, let's get on to some more music. It's kind of funny. I'm using this digital mixing board, which is obviously far less tactile than using the mixing board in the studio, but it's I'm trying to adjust everything using my mouse, and it's so imprecise. So apologies on the mixing today. It might be a little funny. Here is my next track for the week. Meg Elsier, here's Is Not Real on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you. used to have a name, but now he calls me babe. I'm a bit young and I act like one. I try not to be attention makes me. And I'll cut corners if it's easy. Make people think like they're alive.